If one man's trash is another man's treasure, then the Brightmoor neighborhood of Detroit is John George's gold mine.
I look at Detroit, I guess, through rose-colored glasses. You know, I've been here all my life. You know, we were the city that put the world on wheels. We were the arsenal of democracy to help win World War II. We taught, you know, the world to dance with Motown. So I have such a deep respect and love for the city. And I think a lot of people do as well. I just don't think they realize how far we've fallen.
John George doesn't see broken windows and burned out homes. He sees memories. This is where he raised his children, when each house along these streets was occupied. George says people started leaving in the wake of Detroit's deadly riots in 1967, and the exodus has not stopped.
I mean, you can blame it on everything from the riots to the oil embargo to racism to suburban sprawl. There's so many reasons why. I really don't think at this point it really matters why. I think the question is, now what?
Now, George's neighborhood is at the beginning of a revival, thanks to his organization of volunteers to change the circumstances.
Blight is like a cancer. If you don't nip it in the bud, it spreads and it kills everything.
George's Motor City Blightbusters tears down, or secures, the worst of the blighted structures in the Brightmoor neighborhood. One board, one brick, one house at a time.
Last weekend, there were youth actually playing on that top porch. So today, because of the condition of this property, it's a bit of an emergency. We're going to remove the porch and start boarding up the property.
Nice to walk. Go.
In 25 years, George has raised or fixed dozens of structures, replacing areas of devastation and crime with green space.
Just that long chain. You could wrap it around all.
Through it all, he has refused to give up or leave.
The people who are left in Detroit are the diehards. John George is Detroiter number one. So I couldn't imagine a city of Detroit without a John George.
Brightmoor Alliance Executive Director Kirk Mays says people are slowly returning because of George's efforts.
Somebody who's got a mission like his, somebody's got the heart that he has, somebody that has the drive that he has for the things that he does, the rare thing is that he gets the attention.
Detroit business leaders have taken notice of Blightbusters. A newly formed nonprofit Detroit Blight Authority seeks donations to fund an ambitious goal of raising about 13,000 structures per year at a pace that could eliminate Detroit's blight completely in 5 years. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.